This is a most unusual time to be living on this earth of ours. My astrological friends tell me that the planets are in retrograde. That's a fancy word to basically say that we easily become overwhelmed right now. And it's very likely that computers and other mechanical things that we rely on are not working the way we'd like them to work. Have you had problems with your computer? Well, it's not you. It's not your computer. Apparently, according to my astrological friends, it's actually the alignment of Mercury and other planets vis-a-vis the Earth. It's easy then, at this point in time of our lives, to become overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by too many things coming at us that are not expected. Too many machines that are not working. Too many relationships that have gone awry. So overwhelm is the name of the game, as it turns out, at least for the next several weeks. What can we do about this overwhelm? I suggest that in this particular meditation, what we're going to do is take charge. We're basically going to cleanse out all of that that no longer serves our best and highest good. The first idea that I want to pitch to you is, I think, extremely important. Many of you, I know, are taking medications and supplements of one form or another. Typically, we simply have a routine of taking so many of these pills at certain times of the day, and without any particular notice or attention, we swallow those medications down. I'd like to suggest a very different way, a different way that I think will lend itself to a much improved outcome of what the medication needs to do for your body. As you know, any prescription medication has to be regulated by the Federal Drug Administration because there are side effects, and some of them are serious. So some of what's going to happen to prescription medications is precisely what you need to see happen, and other of what happens is precisely not what you would like to see happen. So in other words, you're going to have side effects that are untoward, unpleasant, and in fact possibly painful and even life-threatening. Here's the idea I've got for you, and it's an idea that I think will help you address the challenge of overwhelm, the overwhelm that we're all experiencing at this point in time. When you are about to take your medications, so you have your pills or your tinctures or whatever it is that you're taking in your hand, I have a little statement that I'd like to suggest that you make each and every time you take a supplement or take a prescription medication or any type of homeopathic remedy. The statement is the following: may these medications give my body what it needs, nothing more and nothing less. That's it, folks. That's all you say. And I want to suggest you don't just say it once a week or once a day. Make it a routine every time you swallow down medications to say the very same thing, silently to yourself, or if you'd like, you can obviously say it out loud. So the medications are in hand. Your sense of knowing and intuition tells you it's time to take those medications in that quantity. What you want to say is, before you swallow them, or as you're swallowing them, if you're saying this to yourself silently, may these medications give my body what it needs, nothing more and nothing less. That's a simple thing to do, obviously, and it obviously doesn't cost anything, but it does focus attention on what your expectation is. It does put you in charge of what is happening in the moment. Give it a try, and especially important if you've noticed that you are having side effects that are likely due to the medications. I think you'll be surprised to discover that many of those side effects will slide by the wayside if you simply begin to make a habit of making that particular statement. if we're clear and specific about what we expect to see happen, that will in fact be what will happen. It's quite miraculous, you see. Now, the second form of overwhelm comes in the form of many things coming at us. Thoughts that are said by others that are unkind, perhaps even hurtful. There can be situations that will be entirely unpleasant that we did not expect. Phone calls from individuals that say hurtful things. Friendships that go awry, at least temporarily. Expectations of what another person is supposed to do or said they would do and they don't or never really even remembered they said it. Many things then can go awry, especially at this particular point in time, at least if you're an astrologer and believe in the influence of planet alignments. So what are you going to do about all of that? Now, what I want to suggest is a little routine that I personally have been doing on a very regular basis with wonderful success. And what we're going to do is do a meditation now that will clear out all of what has come at you and all of what you happen to be holding as thought forms that no longer serve your highest and best good. In other words, we simply want to release all of those thoughts, all of those feelings, all of those energies that are no longer serving our best and highest good, and literally let them float up to the ethers of the universe. Something that can be done anytime while standing in line in a store or even sitting and meditating. And I think it's best to make it a routine to do this particular clearing every day. So let's do it now. Get settled. Get relaxed. It's best if you do this sitting down, and I want to suggest it's also best that you do not do this while driving or certainly operating heavy equipment. So get settled. This is nothing to be forced, nothing to be understood. We're simply going to go into a space and release all that has come to you or that you are thinking about yourself that no longer serves your best and highest good. It always helps to take a couple of breaths slowly and effortlessly to literally put you into that non-thinking, unmental space, for this really is not a mental exercise. It's nothing to really be understood. What we're doing is we're literally clearing out the energies that are clogging up your ability to function in an effortless fashion. In other words, we are releasing the overwhelm that may be slowing down your motivation to accept the thrill and excitement of living moment by moment and day by day. So take another breath in. However deeply feels right for you, it may be really deep, it may be really shallow, whatever feels right. And then with the exhale, just let out whatever might be worries or concerns of the day, for we are not going to carry any of this now into our meditation. It's best if you have your feet on the floor and to be really as comfortable as possible. So if you need to stop this particular recording and position yourself so that you're comfortable, be sure and do that, because you don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't want to be in any pain. Lying down is super. Standing up is fine. Sitting, just not doing anything that's particularly challenging with equipment. Imagine now in what we call your third eye, a clear ball. This ball is quite huge, and it's positioned in front of you on the surface of the floor or the ground where you now sit or stand or lie. Think, if you would please, of the first hurtful circumstance that comes to mind, something that you did not expect, something that was hurtful or painful, something that was done by others to you, And with your intention, simply take that entire experience, the words, the feelings, the thoughts, the look, the smell, the taste of that entire full and complete situation, and place all of that, all of those feelings, all of those images, all of those sounds, all of those smells, all of those thoughts into the clear ball, which is positioned in front of you now. Put it all in there. That situation that's been bothering you might have happened just today, yesterday, last week, last month. Something that just you keep thinking about over and over. Something that is almost a curse that you can't release. Place all of that experience now in the ball, which is positioned in your imagination in front of you now. Everything, all the feelings, all the thoughts, all the anger, the rage, the disappointment, the guilt, the concern you might have caused it, everything associated with what happened, whatever it might have been, however small or inconsequential or however large and important, put it into the ball now. It's very likely that this particular situation, this event that you're now placing into the clear ball, is connected to other similar situations with this very same person or these groups of persons that you are now focused on. So simply spin back in time and collect together all of those experiences one by one as you go back in time. Those unpleasant, those painful, those hurtful encounters. It doesn't matter whether you feel as though you caused them or not. That's really quite irrelevant. It doesn't really matter whether the other person or persons caused these events or not. That really doesn't matter a flip. All that matters is that it happened and you're still holding that negative and dark energy in your body. So go back in time and gather together, just as you do the garbage throughout your house each and every week, gather together all of those events, all of what was said, what was done, what happened that was hurtful, painful, unpleasant, connected to this same event that you started with, and place all of those feelings, all of those thoughts, all of those images, all of those tastes, all of those smells, and all of those sounds into the clear ball now. Gather them all together as you might be having glimpses of the memories as you go back in time. Simply skirt into those and place them into the ball. No reason to deep deeply into the feelings, because that's what we're gathering together now to place into the clear ball in front of you. Going back in time. Gathering up everything that has happened that you still carry. And as you do this, you're probably flopping out of that same person or persons that you started with into other untoward, unpleasant, and painful circumstances. Those that might have happened just recently or some time ago. As those come to consciousness, place those as well into the clear ball. The thoughts, the memories, the sensations, the feelings, the images, the sounds, the tastes, the smells. All of that collectively, which is trapped in your body. Invite all of that to emerge and to be deposited into your clear ball, which now is positioned in front of you. Acknowledge now your own hamster wheel, those thoughts that you cycle over and over and over again, day in and day out. Those thoughts, those puzzlements, those questions of yourself, those doubts that seem to come around and around and around again, day in and day out. Those thoughts, those feelings, those memories that are not serving your best and highest good now. Take all of that that traps you on that hamster wheel, and throw that into this clear ball, for you see it is plenty large enough to hold whatever it is that with your intention you decide to release now. Place it all into the clear ball. If it comes to consciousness, it needs to be pitched into that ball. If you find yourself thinking, well, wait a minute, I need to sort that out. I need to understand what happened. Did I do that? Did I cause that? Is there something about me? Forget it, folks. Throw it into the ball. It's not serving your best and highest good. It's not allowing you to come into your full power. It's not allowing your creativity to emerge. It's keeping you in the cage as you cycle round and round, a hamster wheel that is not serving your best and highest good. Whatever flops into your mind now, that's what needs to go into the clear ball. No screening, no elimination, everything. Cycle now, if you would, please, through thoughts about your own symptoms and your own recovery. What have you been thinking about recently? Have you had thoughts, it's doubtful that I'm really going to ever see relief from this particular symptom or that particular symptom? That's just a thought. It's not serving your best and highest good, and it is certainly ensuring that that symptom will persist. Throw that into the ball. Why are you holding on to it? Pitch that into the ball now. Worries about other persons, your loved ones, your friends, concerns about them. Sometimes worries are simply a diversion from being able to allocate time to the work that we need to do to heal ourselves. Pitch all of that into the ball, too. If your friends need you, they will let you know. If your family needs you, you will know in your heart. Scan across now your own thinking about your future, about next week, next month, next year, the next 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. How have you limited yourself in your own thinking? Do you have dreams that you have now abandoned? Why? If there has been abandonment of dreams, pitch all of that into the clear ball now. For if you set your intention to manifest, it will happen, whatever that intention is. Place all of the limitations you have placed on yourself, all of those thoughts that are no longer serving your best and highest good. Thoughts like, oh, you know, I'm just getting older. Everyone's getting older. What's the big deal? As we get older, we get wiser, we get smarter. We're able to make more informed decisions about what it is we need to do for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, and for the world. Getting older is a good thing, not a bad thing. So if there is an identity of your thought about aging that's negative, that's a good one to throw into the clear ball now, for it's not true. Examine your own deepest thinking about what you think in your soul and your heart about your own symptoms now. Is there a place deep inside you that says, you're never going to get better, it's always going to be the same? In fact, you're going to be worse next week, next month, next year. Is there a place inside you that's saying that? Now, that's a good one to throw into that clear ball. Check it out. Perhaps part of you says, of course I'm getting better. Of course I'm on the road to recovery. But perhaps there's a part of you that says just the reverse. Perhaps a part of you is attracted to look at wheelchairs and nursing homes and walking-assisted devices. Perhaps there's a part of you that wants to give up driving, that wants to give up going to movies, that wants to give up having fun in the ways that you have always enjoyed having fun. How have you limited yourself? Place all of that into the clear ball now. All of it. There's no reason to hang on to any of it. For you see, that is clearly a cause of the overwhelm. When we, by our own thoughts, narrow down the choices available to us moment by moment in our lives, then we allow external circumstances to move in, to enter into our space, and to overwhelm us. Fill those spaces in with what it is that you are ready now to become in your life. What else needs to go into the ball? What else is no longer serving your best and highest good? Are there some pains that you're having right now? Throw those into the clear ball now. Are there discomforts? Are there worries? Are there anxieties? Are there fears? Collect all that together. You don't have to put names on them if they're just feelings. Collect it all together and throw all that into the clear ball in front of you now. Put everything there. Everything. It's time to end the overwhelm now. Put everything. Drop back down. See if anything else is left. Anything that's no longer serving your best and highest good. Cruise through all the crevices of your body. Enter in to the cavity of your mind and ask, what is here now that is no longer serving my best and highest good? And set your intention to gather all of that together and place that into the clear ball that sits in front of you now. And now that all that is no longer serving your best and highest good is collected into that clear ball which sits in front of you. Surround that ball with a golden ray of light. Allow all of the surfaces of that ball to be permeated by this luscious, beautiful, golden light. And now, for you have the power of the universe. Grab that ball at the bottom and begin to lift it up higher and higher and higher in your imagination. Higher and higher. You have all of the strength that is needed to grab and lift that golden ball higher and higher and higher and higher. Above your head, above the ceiling, above the skies, above the stars, into the grandeur of the universe. As you see now, that golden ball burst and send all of that no longer serves your best and highest good into the ethers to be dissolved. Feel now the sprinkles of the charm, the delight, the joy, and the lusciousness of all of the golden rays of light, all of the love of the universe, the love of your family and friends. Allow that precious golden juice to permeate now each and every cell of your body. Be nurtured. Be held. Be informed. Take a gentle breath in and out through your mouth. Another gentle breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Know that you can always return to this most precious place at any time of the day or night by taking those two gentle breaths in with your nose and out with your mouth. And in this place now, I ask you the question, what are you becoming now? Who are you? What is your soul's longing? What have you yet to accomplish in this most precious gift of life that you have not yet accomplished? What are the dreams that you have held throughout your life that you have not yet seen realized? Acknowledge those now. Place those dreams at the top of your agenda. Limit not yourself now, for you have the power to accomplish whatever you set your intention to accomplish. What is it that you want? Where are you going? Allow nothing to stop you now. For you see everything that has been holding you down, everything that has been stopping you from taking action. All of the people, all of the readings, all of the energies that have said it is not possible because you have certain symptoms. It is not possible because you are getting older. It is not possible because you are disabled in some way or another. Know that all of that is untrue. For anything is possible in this place, at this time, and in this hour. Anything. Limit not yourself. Why are you here? Where are you going? What do you need to do for yourself and for others? What have you yet to accomplish? Set your intention to make it so. Now. It is a true and genuine honor to be with you today and to support your journey to health, wellness, abundance, joy, accomplishment, and victory for who it is that you are becoming. For you see, it takes just one person, you, to change the world. This is Robert Rogers, and as you well know, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.